Canto 9, Chapter 21. The Dynasty of Bharata. The Story of Rantideva. The son of Vyasadeva said, from Manu, the son of Vitata, the name Bharadvaja carried because it was given to Bharata, there were the sons Brihatkshatra, Jaya, Mahavirya, Nara and Garga. Nara had a son called Sankriti. From Sankriti, there were Guru and Rantideva, O scion of Pandu. The glories of Rantideva are sung in this world and the next. Subsisting on that what fate provided, he, Rantideva, took pleasure in distributing to others whatever grain of food he had. Being very poor, he, with all his family members, lived most soberly and had to suffer a lot. One morning, when 48 days had passed, and he even was deprived of drinking water, he happened to receive water and different foodstuffs prepared with ghee and milk. While the family was shaky because of the thirst and hunger they suffered, that very moment a Brahmin guest arrived who also liked to eat. Rantideva conceived of the Lord as residing in each and everyone, and thus he, with great respect and faith, gave him his share of the food. After the Brahmin had eaten, he departed. When he had divided the food for the family and was just about to eat, someone else arrived, a Shudra, whom he, thinking of the Lord, gave the food that was reserved for him, the king. After the Shudra had left, yet another guest arrived, who was surrounded by dogs. He said, O king, please provide me and my hungry dogs with food. He, the one in power, honored them with his obeisances, and with great respect gave all the food that was left over to the dogs and their master. After the food, only the drinking water remained, and that, too, had to satisfy some outcast who, arriving there when the king was about to drink, asked him, I'm just low-born, but please give me some water. Hearing the pitiable words of the exhausted man, he, being deeply moved, compassionately spoke the following nectarian words. I do not desire to attain the greatness of the 8 perfections of the Supreme Lord, nor the cessation of repeated births. I accept all hardship in my staying among all the embodied living beings, so that they are freed from their unhappiness. Giving away my water to save this poor soul struggling for his life, I am freed from all the hunger, thirst, fatigue, and shaking of my body, as also from all the poverty, distress, lamentation, depression, and bewilderment. Thus expressing himself, that sober, kind-hearted ruler gave the drinking water to the outcast, even though he himself was on the verge of death because of his thirst. Thereupon, the controllers of the 3 worlds manifested themselves before him in their true identities, the gods who grant those who desire the fruits of all results, because they, in their previous appearances in the form of the Brahmin, the man with the dogs, the Shudra and the outcast, all had been creations of the illusory energy of Vishnu. Being true to them as someone without material aspirations for any benefit or possessions, he offered them his obeisances while he concentrated his mind upon Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord, as the ultimate goal. Because he, having nothing in mind but being of service, had focused his consciousness on the Supreme Controller, O King, the illusory energy of the 3 material qualities meant nothing more to him than a dream. All those associated with his lead, all the followers of Rantideva, became first-class bhakti yogis fully devoted to Lord Narayana. From Garga, there was Shini, and his son was Gargia, from whom, despite his kshatriya birth, an entire line of Brahmins originated. From Mahavirya, there was Duritakshaya, whose sons were named Trayaruni, Kavi and Pushkararuni. They, in this line, all acquired the position of Brahmins. Priyakshatra's son, Hasti, founded the city of Hastinapura, now Delhi. Ajamida, Dvimida, and Purumida became the sons of Hasti. Ajamida's descendants were headed by Priyameda. They were all Brahmins. From Ajamida, there was Brihadishu. His son was Brihadanu. Brihadkaya succeeded him, and he fathered a son called Jayadrata. His son was Vishada, from whom Shinajit was born. Ruchirashva, Dridahanu, Kasha, and Vatsa were the sons of Shinajit. Ruchirashva's son was Pada, and from him Prithusena and Nipa were born. Nipa generated 100 sons. He had Brahmadatta with his wife Krithvi, who was the daughter of Shuka. That son was a yogi who, with his wife Sarasvati, produced a son called Vishvakshena. By him, Vishvakshena was, according to the instruction of the rishi Jaigishavya, a description of yoga, a so-called tantra, compiled. He begot a son called Udaksena, who became the father of Bhalata. These descendants were called the Brihadishus. Yavinara, the son of Dvimida, had a son called Kritiman. He fathered a memorable son called Satyadriti, whose son Dridanemi was the father of Suparshva. Suparshva had Sumati, whose son Sanatiman had one called Kriti. He received from Lord Brahma the mystic power and taught 6 samhitas of Pratyasama verses from the Samaveda. From him Nipa could take his birth, who brought Utgrayuda into the world. Utgrayuda's son was called Kshemya, and from him next Suvira appeared. Suvira then had a son, Ripunjaya. His son was named Bahurata. Purumida, the younger brother of Dvimida, was without a son. Ajamida had with his wife Nalini the son Nila, who in his turn begot Shanti. Shanti's son Sushanti had the son Puruja. Arka was his son, and from him Barmyashwa was born. He had 5 sons: Mudgala, the oldest one, Yavinara, Brihadishva, Kampila, and Sanjaya. He told them, "My sons, since you all have the competence, please take care of my 5 states." They thus received the name the Panchalas after the 5 states. From Mudgala, there was a line consisting of Brahmins that was known as Maudgalya. Mudgala, Barmyashva's son, was the father of a non-identical twin, 1 male and 1 female. The boy was called Divodasa, and the girl was named Ahalya. Shatananda was born from her marriage with Gautama. From him there was a son called Satyadriti, who was an expert in archery. Sharadvan, who was his son, gave life to a male and female child. Simply by seeing Urvashi, his semen had fallen on a clump of shara grass. The children were a great blessing. Wandering around during a hunt, King Shantanu saw the twin. Out of compassion, he then took them home. The boy he called Kripa and the girl Kripi. She later became Dronacharya's wife.